Hello and welcome to Zigbar's Corner.
No, it's not.
Well, it will be one day. But on a special guest, we have Demix.
I'm Demix, and that fish in Finding Nemo was wrong. Those are my bubbles.
Also, we have Luxord.
I'm Luxord, and I found out yesterday that Merlin's actually the retarded Yen Sid.
And I'm Zigbar, and the second right before my bullet hits you, all you see is Troll. And we have Marluxia.
Hello, little boys and girls. My name is Marluxia, and I hate the summer sun because it wilts my flowers and burns them up.
Teehee. I'm Axel, and I just melted Vexen's ice sculpture of himself.
Damn it!
And we have Vexen.
I'm Vexen, and if you're wondering why this video is lagging, I've frozen your computer.
Irony!
And this is Organization 13 Podcast.
Well, news today, Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance will appear at E3 2011. Due to the announcement last year by Nomura, this is actually the first confirmation we've had from a third party. While other Kingdom Hearts titles are not yet confirmed, such as Birth by Sleep Volume 2 or Kingdom Hearts 3, there's always a chance of it. Square Enix has also released a thing called Square Enix Masterpieces, one of which is Kingdom Hearts, Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories, and Kingdom Hearts 2 in a 3-disc set called Kingdom Hearts Trinity Masterpieces.
I want that. Sounds boss.
I thought they'd confirmed it before the whole tsunami and whatnot.
They had confirmed it, but then they said afterwards that they were delaying it because of the tsunami, and then they retracted that statement.
Okay then.
And whatever Nomura says is true.
It comes.
And
straight.
Also, I have a feeling that Square Enix's little Trinity Masterpieces plan is just a cheap way to release all three titles for a certain amount of money.
It's kind of
like what they did with the Metal Gear series.
It's really expensive. The
Square
Enix Masterpieces collection of the Trinity Masterpieces is around $99 in Japan.
I reckon they'd throw something in there, though.
It actually doesn't...
I bet you're gonna get, like, a poster or some kind of artwork or something.
Yes, because the posters added in is worth $99.
Maybe even a figure or something.
The Trinity Masterpieces were only released for PlayStation 2, Japanese, and Asian systems, meaning it won't work with American systems right now.
Unless you hack it!
No one's gonna hack anything.
It also doesn't say if there's anything coming with it besides the discs, other than the manuals and a special cover.
I think it'd be cool if they ported it over like a PS3 disc.
PlayStation Network.
PSN, you know, giving out those free titles. Make it happen.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it! Let's do it!
Do it. I'll take Kingdom Hearts 2 as a download over Infamous any day.
We also have another piece of news. The Birth by Sleep novel to the Future cover that we talked about in a past episode, the cover of that has been revealed, and it is a scene from the final episode in Birth by Sleep. And also, the Kingdom Hearts manga, the section when Sora, Donald, and Goofy are walking in that green grassy area after Kingdom Hearts 1 is up on KH13 as the manga page is translated. And, sadly, as the least, but yet most important bit of news we've had, earlier in the year, they had a contest for the Smithsonian that they were going to put in the art of video games. Kingdom Hearts 2 was nominated and got many, many votes, but...
Nominated, dude.
But, unfortunately, it lost.
Are you serious, too?
Due to Okami.
Capcom! I used to have an interest in Okami. Now I hate you.
Enix versus Capcom.
The kids could have went to the Smithsonian and saw Kingdom Hearts, but now they have to see Okami. Depressing.
You could have gone in the gift shop.
Depressing.
Enix versus Okami. Sora just beating the crap out of that Ryu person. That'd be so awesome.
Don't Keyblade to the face.
Keyblade to face.
Yeah, but make me able to beat Sora. It's obvious.
You love those little boys, don't you? And we're going to start off with a theory segment. First theory is...
Can nobody's reproduce nobody children?
I believe I can answer that one.
No!
I don't trust
your
judgment.
No, you know, Marluxia, you're not into the females.
Yes, but I do know some biology. So
you can't asexually reproduce. I'm sorry.
You see, we are nobodies that have no heart. It is we still have all of our other body parts.
About that, Vexen.
That's not
what
the point.
What experiments have you been doing?
As nobody has those particular requirement parts, then they can have nobody children.
Explains our scene, Vexen.
Experiments, huh? Oh. You mean that lost scene with the... I didn't do that. That's not my work. That's not my handiwork. There's no way.
Uh-oh.
Honestly, with the children thing, though, since they don't have hearts, one of the female nobodies got pregnant, cough, cough, nominee, then if they had no heart, they wouldn't have a heartbeat, thus they wouldn't be alive, would they?
Well, I suppose, in a sense, the nobodies are alive, though. So, would they always have a miscarriage or something?
They said they don't. I think that's their excuse for they don't exist. Like, I think they said they don't exist because they can't really explain that not having a heart, but they're still alive.
That's their excuse for casual sex.
I reckon maybe they're saying they don't exist. I think maybe they're just saying they don't exist so they can't get caught up with the law and everything like that. So they can go around trying to dominate the world without needing to worry about policemen showing up at their doorstep and arresting them.
Organization 13, we don't exist, but we're going to steal your stuff anyway.
You mean this pie?
My pie. Get away.
Because, Vexen, it's a case of the young versus the old.
I blame Atlantica.
I don't think Zaldan's very old. And Lexius, he's got the power. He could bring you down. He could break your sight easily, Mama. Bring you down.
Oh, bad images.
Bring you way
not
down.
My sight! Anything but that!
Moving on to the next theory.
What is Sora's sexuality?
I knew it. Sora's gay. Even Castle Oblivion can't wipe away those memories.
Yeah, but think about it. Isn't every male in this series looking like a girl?
No.
Not me.
That's a little bit harsh. I mean, I don't think Cloud really looks like a girl. You try telling Sephiroth that he looks like a girl and see how well it goes.
I'm pretty sure Roxas did that.
Yeah, he has long silver hair. That would make him a girl.
Xemnas.
Hold on a moment. So, if Roxas told Sephiroth that he looked like a girl, is that why we haven't heard from him in a while?
Most likely.
With a sword that long, he wouldn't cry.
That's disgusting.
Cloud knows all about that.
Maybe Cloud and Sephiroth are secretly exes or something. Maybe that's why they hate each other so much.
No, I got it. Cloud is Scott Pilgrim.
Sora is Scott Pilgrim.
Sora never gains the power of love.
He's got Riku. Yes, he does.
Yeah, he half-hugs Kyra, but he's off on Riku's leg doing who knows what.
Yeah, that's a bit, that's a bit suspicious.
Well, there's only one way to prove it.
Think about it. Think about the 7 evil exes and the 7 princesses of Hoth.
Maybe that's secretly why maybe he got into a relationship with each one of the princesses and it didn't work out because he just wasn't into them.
In more ways than one.
That's how we figured out he was gay.
I'm dead serious. If Sora ever gets with Riku in that game, I'm just going to stop. I'm just going to stop. I won't get past that point in the game.
Riku.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, no.
That's the thing. I think Marluxia would probably be the only one that would keep going.
Seen over and over and over.
Final boss. Yes, we're about to beat it and then we'll have a mark of mastery. Riku, I love you. Cricket. No, no more, none of this, screw this 3D.
You know how it's got all dramatic moments in movies and stuff where the lover sacrifices themselves for the other person? Riku throws himself in the way to take the hit for Sora.
Fuck's old. As soon as he says it and the crickets go, the whole screen just breaks and it says game over.
If you die, you get punished with the Sora x Riku cutscene.
Alternate ending. Gosh dang it.
Disney probably ain't gonna allow it. I mean, considering the fact that every one of them's like E-rated.
He's already gay. Accept it.
Oh god. I just thought of the worst thing about that they could possibly
Disney
do.
Disney would not allow it.
They'll allow it.
He's already gay.
What if every time you die in Kingdom Hearts drop distance, instead of it just saying continue and having Sora just lying there or something, it's got man sex over his unconscious body?
No, the countdown clock, it's just going to be Riku teabagging Sora.
Oh, God.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No, 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 I got it.
What's going to happen when it reaches 1?
Virginia encounter goes all down to 0.
No. It white screens and then just says game over.
Virginity counter goes to 0.
it's like New Year's countdown till the ball drops.
Like Justin Bieber. Oh wait, no, that's never gonna happen. At the continue screen, when it has Sora just floating. Instead of Sora just floating, it's gonna have Sora floating under Riku. It was like, do you wish to continue? Yes.
Click that button as fast as you can.
Maybe that if they do have a Sora x Riku sort of thing, maybe they'll have it as the reason is light and darkness combining or something like
that's
that.
That's disgusting.
If that ever happens, then I'm gonna stop playing Kingdom Hearts forever.
If Sora's gay, then how do you defeat all of us?
Gator, sadly.
Volusia was helping him. He was an inside person.
Oh,
don't even go there.
Don't even go there.
I was never killed by Sora.
Maybe Axel's a big age, so he sacrificed himself for Sora.
I just wanted to see Roxas one more night.
Axel, you can't kill me. I suicide.
Rage quit
life. And our next theory is about Dream Drop Distance. What do you guys think is going to happen in it?
I think the game is going to stink, to be completely honest. Nothing has impressed me so far. Not the story, not anything. It's just kind of Okay, gameplay-wise, it doesn't look that bad, but story-wise, it feels like a filler.
But Sora's like so OP. He's like swinging around light poles with his Keyblade. Riku's jumping from wall to wall over teaming Heartless.
Yeah, when I saw that, I just thought Prince of Persia straight away.
That's not even Kingdom Hearts. That doesn't even sound Kingdom Hearts related when you honestly tell me that.
It's gonna be too easy.
No, it's not. They're gonna have to have like complicated chain of different acrobatic stuff to get to certain places.
If this is gonna be a filler because there is no Gage 3 yet.
No, it's not a filler because it leads directly into Kingdom Hearts 3, so it's not technically a filler.
It's definitely not going to be too easy, though.
As a little addendum to that whole nobody's having babies thing, there is a possibility on how gay nobodies can have babies.
This is gonna end the theory segment.
Hello, little boys and girls. Today it's my word of the week again, and today my word is gormless. It is an adjective meaning lacking intelligence and vitality. It also means dull. Kind of like the time I tried to teach Lexius how to garden. He seemed to be dumb as rocks.
Volusia, lead me out of this.
Alright, so that's been our podcast for the day. If you like it, subscribe.
And our 100th subscriber, as a special thank you, will get an Organization 13 t-shirt. Absolutely free. We'll just need your address and whatever. But 100 subscriber, be there.
We have 4 shirts on the Spreadshirt right now that you can choose from, and that link is in our description box on our channel. We have 2 shirts right now of the ice cream is crack, and I must say the graphic design one of the ice cream is crack one is hilarious. Honestly, it is.
And we'll try and update some shirts too. We'll get some new shirts.
I'm Axel, and I love summer, so I can use the grill, and not the hole in the castle.
What?
Known as the kitchen.
Oh.
And I'm Luxord, and I think I figured out why Merlin's so tarted. Someone must have cast Derpaga!
Might have had something to do with that, just saying.
I'm Demix, and like my Lucia, I hate summer too. You try summoning water clones when they evaporate instantly!
Here at Organization Security, we care about your family's safety. We will do everything within our power to hide them away, safely out of sight. Think a sniper is after them? We'll throw them into a sealed room in a straitjacket. Think someone is stalking them? We'll tie them up and place them in a closet for Malaysia to watch over. And on the off chance people get to your family, we provide a 50% refund. Organization Security, we're half.